Empire, a 17-series novel. Written by A.D. Starling. Narrated by Michael Bauer. Prologue. October 1553, Amasya, Ottoman Empire. The messenger hurried along the wide marble hallway, the leather soles of his dusty riding boots barely making a sound on the polished floor. Golden beams washed through open archways in the south walls of the palace, and painted patterns of shadow and light across the colored tiles. The trickle of falling water, carried from the fountains in the courtyards outside, where the crystal jets sparkled like diamonds in the fading yellow light. Dusk was falling fast across the Pontus Mountains and the narrow river valley that held the fortified city of Amasya. It had taken the man the better part of the day to ride across Anatolia, from the province of Konya. The document he carried inside his caftan lay heavy against his breast during the long, solitary hours on the road. The weight matched the growing despair in his heart. He reached an imposing pair of gilded doors and halted in front of the armed guards who blocked his path.
"I need to speak to Her Highness," he said in a low voice, ignoring the glances they cast at his Janissary uniform.
He removed his bork hat and took the slim roll from his tunic.
"I bring urgent news from the south."
A muscle twitched in his jaw, while the guards carefully inspected the imperial seal on the parchment. He barged past them when they finally opened the golden doors. The messenger's eyes darted around the lavish interior of the royal chamber before falling on the figure slowly rising from the ornate window seat, overlooking the glimmering Yazilimark River.
"Captain Rajovic, what a pleasure to see you. I was not expecting a visit,"
murmured Mahidevran Sultan. Low and mellifluous, the older woman's voice matched her regal appearance. Gold and silver threads glittered in her garments as she crossed the floor toward him, the tips of her silk slippers peeking from beneath the hem of her dress. He caught the sweet scent of rose water drifting from her fair skin and auburn hair, and could not help but feel a flutter of admiration for the Sultan. Despite the passage of time, the first concubine of Suleiman the Magnificent had retained the ageless beauty that had earned her the name of Gulbar, the Rose Spring. Rechkovic bowed.
"Your Highness,"
he straightened, and scanned the attendants lounging around the private quarters of the Sultan before meeting the eyes of the woman he had traveled so far to see. Mahidevran's steps faltered when she saw the expression he could no longer mask. She waved the other women away with brisk flicks of her hand, her gaze never leaving his face. Her attendants disappeared.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?